This isn't the second time we tried to record this.
Yes, it is.
But it is. Welcome to another wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Allen. Joined with me is Wynn Brantley.
Hi.
Hey, Wynn.
How are you?
I miss Ryan.
I do, too. Love that guy.
He made these podcasts fun.
Played Minecraft with him the other night.
Did you really?
Yes. You knew that. Why are you asking, did you really? Podcast personality.
Hey, I'm sorry.
This is a wrestling podcast.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some wrestling. I mean, things have happened. We've seen some, at least throughout the week, we've seen some fallout from War Games,
yep.
Which has turned out, which, by the way, we had a War Games episode. Just didn't. It's not up.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I forgot to upload it.
Yeah, that's the only way we can explain it, is that we just, it just wasn't.
I'm just on air, because I'm an apologetic person. Sorry to you for not uploading it.
Yeah, and whatever.
Sorry to all the fans out
all
there.
All the fans out there, yeah. But solid War Games show. We got to see the fallout from that, which is pretty much a main focus is on Sami Zayn and the Bloodline, which that's what it's been for the last month or two, pretty much.
Rightfully so. It's been the best thing going, I think, in my opinion, wrestling TV in general.
Yeah, but they're still going on with it. They are actually adding Kevin Owens into the mix, still teasing some Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens ascension.
Let's talk about Kevin Owens for a second.
Kevin Owens?
Him and Roman got into a little incident.
What was with that?
So I remember when I saw the spot happen live, I was like, the exchange looked a little bit stiff for a second, and then you could tell the punches kind of got softer. So it's almost like they kind of realized we shouldn't be doing this right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But Owens gave him one heck of a slap that supposedly, allegedly, possibly, maybe ruptured Roman's eardrum.
Yeah, and allegedly, possibly, maybe had Roman very frustrated.
I mean, wouldn't you have been pissed if it potentially ruptured? Like, if it was just a slap that
ruptured eardrum's not fun.
Yeah.
So that's,
if it was just a slap that didn't do anything, I'd get over it.
I think I would be more upset with. I wouldn't be upset about the ruptured eardrum if it was planned. Like,
was planned.
If the spot
was
planned and it happens, okay, just a bad night at the office. But supposedly, the anger was stemming from this was not planned at all.
And right.
That man called, which is interesting because that's supposedly going to be the match at the Rumble, will be Owens and Roman.
And now people are starting to make up this thing that, like, Roman and KO have beef. And it was like, because someone posted a clip from him where, like, Owens sold something from Roman and, like, fell to his knees, you know, in front of him. And Roman, like, pushed his head away. And people were like, oh, y'all saw that earlier in the match. You know, maybe that's just Roman in character.
Maybe it's just being a heel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
crazy concept.
Yeah. Well, I will say, speaking of Kevin Owens, he had a really good promo on Raw to Sami Zayn.
Mm-hmm.
He came out, Sami Zayn and Jey Uso hugged. Nice little embrace. And then, like, Kevin Owens just came out and just flat out said, you know, Sammy, I don't blame you for what you did. I turned on you a bunch.
I mean, fair.
He said, but I that was different. I don't want nothing to do with you. Like, he's completely, like,
dude,
writing
him
off.
He just cut the Josh Peck promo
that's
from
honestly
Drake
it.
And Josh.
You're not my brother anymore. I don't want to ride in the car. I don't even want to fight you. And I'm like, oh, like, this is, like, I liked it. I thought it was pretty decent. Granted. Drake and Josh all over again,
literally Josh just going, I'm done with you. I'm sure we'll be roommates in college, but I'm just done.
That's pretty much what it went down.
And then Drake cut that hell of a promo in science class when he accidentally sprayed chemicals in his face.
With.
hey, how do you do this?
Turned into a pop culture podcast.
Hey, I'm down.
I mean, you know.
Because apparently I suck at pop culture. All right. Everybody has told me that. When I went to wrestling school, dude, all, you know, everybody knew everything about everything. And they're like, Wynn, you ever seen this? And I'm like, no. And they're like, dude, you're so uncultured. And I'm just like, I'm sorry that I like wrestling.
I saw that to people who have never seen Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul.
Honestly.
Uncultured. They are actually, so it's not, they still are teasing Sammy distancing himself or being turned on, but they're teasing Solo a lot too.
Well, the fact that he's not doing the whole We the Ones thing.
But that was only at the spot, he did it on the SmackDown, he's done it.
But it's like
times.
He didn't do it in the entrance and he didn't do it in the post-match celebration.
And he was kind of hesitant on that promo on Raw. Actually, they all group hug and you see Solo fighting, like, do I go hug him? And then as he's about to walk over, KO's music hits and throws it off. So they're kind of teasing Solo?
But they're not teasing it in plain sight, which I like.
Yeah, well, they're not teasing it of like...
Oh, you can tell he's going to turn soon.
Like, yeah, or like teasing it of where Roman's just going to beat the crap out of him. And
if you're paying attention, you see it. Like,
yeah, I think you just see Solo. I think Solo will end up turning... If I was to book it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let Solo beat the crap out of Sammy. I don't want Roman to beat up Solo. I don't want any of that. I want Solo to beat up Sammy and leave the bloodline with no explanation. He doesn't talk. He's just not a fan of Sammy. That's kind of what we're picking up a little bit, because he didn't want to join the group hug. Or maybe he thinks they're doing a little too goofy. He's just wanting to fight and be around, you know, beat up people. Beat up Sammy. Leave. No explanation. Go on a little singles run. If you're splitting them up.
Let's steal some content for a second. Okay, I heard Steven Larson on Going In Raw talking about this. Mm-hmm. And one of them, forgot who it was, made a great point.
Probably Steven Larson.
Go to hell. Everybody was talking about the look that Roman gave Sammy after, you know, War Game. He gave him a couple of, like, knowing glares, whatever. You don't even need a reason for Roman to turn on him anymore. You know why? He just saw Sammy turn on his brother. Like, they've been through everything together. They fought. He's best friend.
We rode in cars. We've fought. And I just don't want to play with you anymore. Like that scene in Toy Story 2 where Andy just drops him. Like, I don't want to play with you. Just
But that's a good point. If he'd be willing to turn on him, why wouldn't he, you know, stab us in the back? Ooh, Roman doesn't even need a reason anymore.
That is a good point. And some were trying to say that he was staring at Solo. Here's the thing.
It is kind of hard to tell.
People are really... And I get it, the Solo theory of like, hey, Solo's going to, you know, turn or Solo maybe split off. Because the name is Solo.
Fair, yeah. That can't be for no reason.
But, I mean... you could argue that, but... I don't know. I don't think you start breaking up the bloodline by having actual bloodline leave.
Actual members of the family leave.
Yeah, I feel like the story's more for Sam. Because I feel like if Solo leaves, okay, whatever.
See, we're all going to rejoice, because I really think for sure grown men are going to cry. Like, they're going to beat Sammy within an inch of his life in Montreal.
As they should. Man. Is that Chamber for Montreal?
How great would it be if it was in Chamber? And you have like, the entire bloodline in the chamber just murdering that.
Well,
man.
I mean, I say it has to be Chamber. I don't know. Sometimes they do it. Well, I don't know. With this year having Mania two nights, I doubt they do a chamber match to see who goes to Mania to face Roman. I think the chamber has to be Roman defending.
He hasn't defended his title in a chamber yet, has he?
Ever. I don't think he's ever defended a title in a chamber. Because the last time they had chamber, it wasn't at the Saudi chamber. Mm-mm. And the last chamber, he took on Daniel Bryan 1-on-1. So
great match.
And even before that, I don't think he's ever defended the title in chamber. So it'd be interesting. I think finding six guys actually would be pretty easy. Do you just go Roman, give me Sammy, give me KO, Sheamus, you could throw in Jay. If you wanted to give Jay another singles thing, you know, for a hot second, maybe Seth, just throw in five other guys with Roman to sell the story of Roman and Sammy.
Which Roman and Seth needs to be revisited at some point. I feel like there's so much more you can do.
It does. I really wouldn't mind that as. That would have been a good Mania feud last year.
Is that the only person that has technically beat Roman Reigns? Because he won by DQ.
I think so. I could be very wrong.
Because Roman hasn't lost a match by pinfall since 2019.
Yes. So he's going on, let's see, what, in, was it December of 2019? Or no, this was...
No, it was November of 2019.
Yeah, so he's
one of the Saudi shows.
Yeah, so he's hitting 3 years of not being pinned.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I saw a good point on Twitter, and at first, when I saw the title, I was like, okay, that's ridiculous. But they were like, reasons why Roman should hold the title another year. And it was basically, you can do stories within the bloodline for a whole year, and Roman can do his matches for the title, and it won't get stale as long as the stories within the bloodline are fresh and good.
Okay, yeah, I see your point, where they're still telling stories. Like, the whole Sammy Roman thing has added some longevity to it.
It has, because if this wasn't happening right now, what would be happening?
And Roman beating people, I mean.
Which I can't think of a bad story that Roman has had since he won the title. One that I've just been like, eh, like, not had fun in, like, watching.
I don't think, not have fun watching, I don't want to say, interested in. The one that will come to my head is Cesaro. And I think it's just because it wasn't long. It was only, I think, a month long, and they just...
Yeah, and that's fair.
But he's had good feuds.
That might just be us, though, because I feel like everybody else was excited about it.
Well, I guess they thought, for whatever reason, this is it. Yeah. Like, Cesaro's going to get a shot. No, he's not.
He got a shot at the title.
He got a shot at the title, that's right. That's right. And then he won the world title. Of Ring of Honor.
So, hey, just as prestigious.
Just as prestigious. Look at Chris Jericho holding it.
I thought Claudio beat him. Dude, we are terrible podcast hosts. We do not watch weekly wrestling.
No, Claudio didn't.
Jericho retained at Full Gear.
Yeah, wow. Jericho retained at Full Gear. Now they're having the thing of where I think Claudio and Hager have a match. And if Claudio,
he likes that hat.
Yeah, and if Claudio loses, he has to join JAS and... Hader actually cut a promo. He says, I got Claudio a hat, and it's the same purple bucket.
If they don't sell that same hat on AEW Shop, then they're missing out. They need to. Because a lot of people would buy it.
So for whatever reason, I'm like the only person that follows Jake Hader on Instagram, and he posted a photo of him and his wife at a very nice restaurant, and he's wearing the joggers with no shirt and the hat.
Did you see the airport picture? No shirt, the hat. The caption said, I like this hat. And there's like an airport like employee in the background just looking at him bewildered that he just has the audacity to wear nothing but a hat and a pair of joggers.
Yeah. I get it. You know what I mean? Who's going to tell Jake Hader no? The dude's undefeated in Bellator, you know? Like, that's...
I mean, undefeated in Bellator, he can probably scuffle with a random dude at the airport.
Yeah, so from 10 hours ago, it's him in a nice restaurant, and it's like him and his wife toasting their drinks, and at Catalina Hager likes this hat. It's just
oh my god.
I will finish up with the Roman stuff and kind of move on to some other things going on. If Sammy turns or gets turned on at the Chamber, do you do Sammy and Roman at Mania?
It depends, because you've been seeing reports from Bleacher Report and other sources that The Rock is slated as a possible winner of the Royal Rumble.
And I also just read something on they're wanting their Mania plans locked in by January.
Yeah, that's only a month away.
And that's hard to lock in with The Rock.
Yeah, because his schedule is ridiculous.
It's crazy. He's got to go to more 7-Elevens and buy candy bars.
Number one contenders match? Give me Sammy versus The Rock.
Or hear me out. If Rock can't show, then do, I guess, Cody winning the Rumble.
Because that's who I think should win the Rumble.
Let Cody win the Rumble. What you could do is have Sammy. Let's say Sammy gets attacked at the Chamber, gets written off TV, returns to Mania Night 1 for the Money in the Bank ladder match, wins Money in the Bank, cashes in on Roman. Maybe wins one of the belts. That would give you Cody Rhodes on one side, Sammy on the other, and then let Roman go after Sammy post-Mania, maybe?
So my thing is, with Roman holding both belts, how do you cash in Money in the Bank? Not like, what do you do? Like, when you give the briefcase to the referee, are you cashing in on both, or are you cashing in on one? Do you have to tell him?
Is it stated in the contract? Because the contract is for a championship opportunity. Is it one belt? Like, is that...
So, when they announce Roman, they say he is the WWE Undisputed Universal Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah.
They don't say he's the WWE and Universal Champion.
So, it's one belt.
It's one title. Two belts, one title.
Yeah, so I guess that means that if you cash in, you're going to win both. That's why I would say let him defend it. Really, the whole idea for me with Sami Zayn winning the belt would actually only work if The Rock was available.
Dude, let Roman defend the WWE title on night one against Cody. Cody beats him. Night two, Roman versus The Rock, Universal title. Sammy cashes in and makes it a triple threat match and pins The Rock. I mean, who are you more interested in protecting there, Roman or Rock?
I'm more interested in having Sammy be the Fall Guy because it's Roman and The Rock.
No.
Come on. Bull crap. I mean, yeah, they're both protected, but like if you have those three in a match, the automatic Fall Guy is Sammy. Even with a cash in, it's like, oh crap.
Imagine like,
you know, The Rock ain't losing.
Yeah.
Roman's not.
Okay, fair enough.
That's why I would probably have him cash in.
What if Bloodline turns on Roman and then Sammy, they help Sammy win the title?
And that's Sammy's Bloodline?
Yeah, now it's Sammy's family now. It's like that Bryce Young Dr. Pepper commercial. They're my family now, CJ.
That would be kind of funny, actually.
They should do that verbatim.
I mean, just not instead of the Bloodlines, the Usies. maybe, I don't know how they'll do it. All right, let's put it this way. If The Rock can't show up at Mania, can't do Mania, whatever. Let Cody win the Rumble. Roman turns on Sammy.
You're trying.
The belt's got to be defended separately. Roman's got to drop one. But who do you drop it to? You drop it to Sammy or to Cody?
Now, when Cody comes back, who will be more over? I think it'll be Cody. Think about the last time we saw Cody. He wrestled a 20-minute Hell in a Cell match with a torn pec. And then the next night when he came on Raw, he was attacked by Rollins.
Yeah.
To write him off. Even though he didn't need to be written off.
I didn't understand that.
He didn't need to be written off. He already had a torn pec.
But there is talks of Seth and Cody continuing their feud when Cody does come back.
Which I'm fine with a long feud as long as they keep it good like this one.
But would you want Cody to do that instead of the belt at Mania? Like that's. Or hold on. Maybe it's too predictable for Cody to win at Mania, right? What if you prolonged it, let Cody and Seth go on another feud, and then maybe that? But the thing is, you leave out a spot for someone because I feel like Roman's got to defend both nights and separate the belts, hopefully. So if you let Cody and Seth have a match at Mania, then say you do Sammy Roman, who's the other guy? Unless it is Rock. If you have The Rock there, do Rock Sammy and let Cody have another match with Seth.
Sure.
I guess.
I guess, too. I don't know.
I don't know. Because like, I feel like... Let's see. I feel like Cody winning the belt would mean a heck of a lot if he beats Roman. Because he beats Sami Zayn, it's not important. You beat Roman, that's a pretty big deal. It's like Dusty beating Harley back in the day.
Yeah, it is.
So, I mean... I don't know. It's just interesting. It's all going to boil down to Rock, if he's available to show up. Which, again, if he's not in 7-Elevens in Hawaii buying candy bars, maybe. Like, it's a very busy guy. Or running football leagues. Or what? He's in everything. He just does everything. So
playing rock, paper, scissors with Mr. Beast.
Yeah. Do you think he calls it Rochambeau?
Well, being that his name is The Rock. Legal name.
But trademark. You know what I mean? Like, does he trademark the word Rock?
No.
Or is it just The Rock?
Probably just The Rock.
Does he own the trademark on that?
I don't know, because isn't there a football stadium called The Rock?
I think he owns the trademark, actually. I think he actually mentioned in an interview with Howard Stern. Because Howard's like, do you own it? Like, yeah.
Howard Stern interview everybody in the world?
Pretty much. I mean, he's probably the number one radio personality. Radio, not like podcasting. But he's probably number one radio. Anyways, moving on. We saw a return on Dynamite this week.
Yeah, who was it?
Hangman Page.
I didn't know he left, dude. This is bad.
Remember, he got hurt. Got knocked out.
Oh, in the match from Moxley. Yeah, from the Larry. And they, like, brawled. I did see that video. They brawled.
Yeah, he came back. And that's, which I'm glad that's given us a feud that's going to be pretty decent without a belt. I kind of like it. And we're seeing something different. We usually see the TNT title getting custom designed and a nice little signature. But now we got the AEW World title doing the same thing with the Triple B. I think it's the big Burberry belt.
I love it because it's horrible.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. Because it's kind of a brownish strap.
Why didn't he just make the letters MJF and AEW font? That would have been so sick. But then again, that would have been sick and people would have loved it. That
would have been nice. I feel like people like Triple B.
People were booing it.
Oh, yeah, it's MJF. I feel like he also was mentioning, you know, like, you people suck. I mean, hey, maybe they do just flat out boo.
Then he took out Regal.
Then he did.
And Regal is supposedly already back with WWE.
Supposedly. More than supposedly. All right. Supposedly, there's a rumor going around that he actually had a clause in his contract. Have you heard this? Hold on.
No.
Supposedly, now, granted, no one is actually reporting this. Like, there's no, like, Fightful hasn't said it. There's been talks among wrestling Twitter that supposedly there was a clause in his contract that said he could leave if Triple H was in control of WWE. I don't know how true that is, but I'm seeing a lot of people flat out to say, hey, we've heard this is the legit thing. But just mind you, when he first signed, everybody thought, multi-year deal. Well, now, some people are saying it's at the end of December. Now some are saying, oh, well, he has that clause in his contract. No one really knows, because none of this stuff is open out in the open to people.
By the way, a lot of people are upset about how MJF turned on Regal. And I like it makes
loved it.
It makes perfect sense. Loved okay. It. MJF was very mad that Regal, you know, turned him down at the WWE. Alright?
Mm-hmm.
Then MJF manipulates Regal into helping him win the title.
And then
then kicks him back to the curb because, hey, screw you. Yeah. You turned me down in the WWE. Screw you. You helped me. Appreciate it. Bye. Like, that's genius.
I mean, that's exactly it. Like, I'm going to manipulate you enough to where you're going to help me win the belt, but then once I win the belt, I'm done with you, which is
once
great.
Once I win the belt, I'm going to beat the crap out of you because of what you did years ago.
Yeah, which is great.
Which, I wonder how much of that story is true.
I feel like the email part that you mentioned at the end of his promo, that is true.
Because he's, like, doing extra work or something, and then, like...
And then Regal said just things have changed, which granted...
Regal said, like, I want everybody to throw a punch or take a punch or something like that.
Yeah.
And he told MJF, I'm going to get you a job here today. And
I feel like there's a lot of truth in it, along with a little cap fab. So, I like it. I was really excited for an MJF Regal kind of partnership. I don't mind this decision either, especially if it is true that Regal's going to WWE, which granted, again, no one has a clue. Like,
there was a part of me when Triple H put that video out before War Games of Regal saying, War Games.
Well, and of course, you remember at that Wednesday night after Full Gear, Regal just walks away. We don't see him. Like, he cuts the promo, Moxley tells him to go away, and I thought, okay, this is actually kind of a good excuse to transition him into WWE.
Yeah.
Now, this is even a better excuse. But, in terms of being written off TV, which is better, Regal getting beat the crap out of MJF, or Eric Young being stabbed by Cody Deaner?
Dude, hands down, Eric Young being stabbed. People being killed off of TV and Impact is
legitimately evil. I feel like that's the best creative decision.
It is. That's what happens on every other TV show.
Yeah, it's great. I really love it. Because chances are, 9 times out of 10, they don't come back.
I think you should do one of two things. You should do a firing angle where they get fired. Yeah. Make it nasty, too. Make it like some misconduct stuff or something like that. And then
Scott Mortis comes out. Eric Young is fired for sexual harassment.
Yeah.
To clean out your locker.
How great would that be?
Not.
No build up, just comes out. Sorry, I have to come out here and say this, guys. This is very real stuff.
Hey, did you post this in the group chat? Look, you're fired until you do the sensitivity training.
You were fired from...
Hear me out. Hold on.
Oh.
Vignettes of sensitivity training?
Yes. You were fired for sending unsolicited DMs to Jordan Grace. Goodbye.
Okay. Is it mean if we talk about her voice?
I'll let you do that. I'm not.
It's changed a lot.
It has.
A lot.
It has. You know?
She does blame it on, like, taking testosterone and stuff for bodybuilding.
That would make sense.
She hasn't been a professional bodybuilder in, like, 8 years. I don't know how long that dates.
She's doing some professional bodybuilding, though. I'll give her that.
Yeah, it's really bad.
I'm gonna end this conversation off by she looks great.
She looks great. She's doing great. She looks great. She is. She has a match with Mickie James at Hard to Kill,
who was also killed off TV at one point.
They never came out and said that.
No, they just pushed her in front of a train.
Yeah, I think she survived.
Yeah,
James Storm did that, by the way.
Yes, he
there's
did.
There's your family feud. Like, there's your Jeopardy answer right there. Who pushed Mickey James in front of a train on TNA? James Storm.
Lance Storm? Who was Lance Storm? They just get it wrong.
But yeah, they'll have a match at Hard to Kill. It's a title versus career. If Mickey loses, she has to retire, which I feel like has actually been the whole story. But yeah, Eric Young supposedly going back to WWE. Tegan Knox has signed a deal to go back to WWE. Regal supposedly has been rumored. Chelsea Green's heavily rumored. They're throwing out Cardona's name a lot.
Please. Please.
Stop being Matt Cardona.
It cannot be Zack Ryder.
Mm-mm. It has to be Cardona.
Yep.
And he has to be booked like a upper guy. I mean, an upper level guy, because he showed.
Close to Cody level, I would say. Like, in terms of opportunities, not the way he's presented.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Cody gets presented like a...
Give me... I mean, is Drew too high? Put him on the same level as Drew right now.
No, that's perfect,
actually. Because Drew's kind of an upper main eventer type of, but not in the title picture.
By the way, I think it's about time we see Drew go on a heel run, you know? I think he's getting boring.
I don't know. Yeah, but he is still so...
I know he's over, and he's probably selling a lot of merch. You know, people getting some commemorative swords.
They don't sell those.
No, I'm just making stuff
up. They need to, though. Hold on. Dude, they need to bring back... Hear me out, okay? Now, look, you know I love my merchandise, my figures. You know I love all that stuff. They need... Where is the art of foam fingers and, like, foam merchandise? Because as kids, we didn't have the foam fingers, but we had the inflatable Cena hands.
I don't know. I don't think it's 2004 anymore.
It's still cool. You shut your mouth.
Foam fingers?
No, shut your mouth.
That's another Drake and Josh reference.
Shut your mouth.
Remember that episode?
Yes, I do. It was great. No, hear me out. No, just listen. Just shut up. Hear me out. An inflatable sword.
If they're anything like you, they just wouldn't blow it up and leave it in their closet for
That's an inflatable mic that's like 3 foot long.
It would be so cool if you just blew it up.
Oh, where am I going to put it, Wynn?
In my house. You could literally leave it here.
You got an air compressor?
Well, you don't need an air compressor to blow
it
up.
Have you tried to blow it with your mouth?
I would.
Blow
I could.
It with your mouth.
I could.
Do it.
If you bring it here tomorrow, I'll do it.
Okay, I'll bring it.
And I will do it.
It's going to take you a minute because it's going to hurt your mouth.
Buddy. I'm in great shape.
I've got great jaws. See these lungs? Anyways, back to my idea. Okay. No, but back in like, okay, this is going to sound really dated, but back in like 2006.
Okay, my point exactly.
No, hear me out. They had the inflatable John Cena hands where you could do the word life or the you can't see me, and it was like Velcro, like, but it was inflatable hands. They had the same ones for RVD. Actually, those were foam hands. But hear me out. Why are we not making, like, a toy sword that's for Drew McIntyre? Tell me kids would not buy that.
They would.
And then take it to school and probably get in a lot of trouble.
Or break it.
Doesn't matter. They're going to charge.
No, dude. All kids do is play on tablets now, dude.
They really do. Except for, I mean, Trip plays with... Well, actually, no, it isn't. I did walk in, like, one day we were hanging out. And I went to his... Like, we were at watching the Iron Bowl and stuff. He's like, come here, let me show you my collection. And he has like, he's collecting stuff, which is kind of cool. It's like, okay, you're learning from your weird uncle. but like, I walk in and I see that steel cage set I got him in the box. Like, here's the thing with me.
Wait. It hasn't came out of the box yet.
No, it's opened. So he's played with it.
Okay.
But when we were kids,
yeah,
that playset doesn't go back to the box. It stays up. Like, at least for mine. Like, I had a full area for my stuff.
So, I had a full area for my stuff, but I also had, like, a plastic container that I kept under my bed that the stuff I wasn't using went in there.
Well, yeah. I had a container that I could put away, but, like, on the stuff that I had, like, my ring never got put up. But as I had...
There was always a ring out there.
Because I had the stage set, I had the barricades, I had everything set. So, like, I had a full-on table, which is, like, the coffee table, just for my stuff. So, it's not going anywhere. It's staying right there... And it's almost on display, which is really, really cool. Like, but it was in the box. I was like, dude, that you need to... I know, probably not much room and stuff, and you probably don't care about as much as I do, but let's set this thing up and let's... I mean, it's cool to look at, but...
Like, I play with it. I don't care. Yeah, I don't have any shame.
You best believe if I can find my old action figures, I'm playing with them.
Like, I would literally...
But I'm pretty sure Dad pawned them. Like, I'm...
For cigarettes or Dr. Pepper?
They're gone. Probably just to pay, like... I'm not paying any bills, but still, I don't know. They're somewhere though. They're not. I mean, they're not with me. Like, I don't have them. Like, it.
Fair enough.
Like, I mean, so. But yeah, like, I feel like WWE's merchandise is not good.
Can I say this? This might be a hot take, or it might just be me making people realize. The rings they sell at, like, Walmart and stuff, not the authentic scale ones, those rings suck. Okay? You have a 6-inch action figure in, like, a 10-inch ring. You can't work any spots, brother.
But hold on, cost effective, though? They're only, like, $20.
I don't...
That's... I mean, but for someone who's just, like... If you're a kid, mind you, if you're a kid, that's plenty. $20 for that size ring, for what you're doing with it, I get it. Now, collecting, and I've already mentioned it, like, because I'm trying to kind of, like, work on, like, or at least look into, like, displaying stuff whenever I can build my collection up. Like, I'm not going to use the current rings now. Like, I would want to try to find, like, an authentic scale ring, or even the Jax rings were bigger.
You know, seeing as to how bad the economy was in 09, I kind of understand why my parents didn't buy me those $20 playsets, you know?
My parents didn't care. I mean, I think I'm the one person that bought the Punjabi prison playset.
So you're the one kid that wasn't affected by the bad economy in 09?
Oh, no. We were definitely affected, but I got that Punjabi prison playset. Like, I mean, I'm pretty, like, and here's the really sad part. I remember wanting it for just the Batista figure.
Oh, dude.
Like, Punjabi, now granted, to be fair, the Punjabi, the first cage was kind of like a steel cage, because I never had a steel cage playset. So, okay.
Were you low-key a spoiled kid?
Maybe for like a couple years, yeah.
Okay, I think I was.
I think with certain things, like it was, I won't say spoiled, I think mom just took care of me and my brother rather than her. Like, because
better person than I am.
I mean, well, that's probably true. But like, I think she just wanted to make sure we were happy and would do anything she could for it. And so Dad would too, you know. But like, it, I don't know. I think it's kind of what it was. I think she always wanted to see us happy. So
cool.
And of course, we had grandparents that also would like.
I was definitely spoiled, but I don't think I acted like it.
No. I
think I did sometimes where like I would do stupid stuff like break my toy cars and stuff like that.
Oh no. See. I got what I wanted, but, like, I took care of it, and mom said, hey, you break it, I'm not getting you another one. Like, legit, I played with a Jeff Hardy with no hand. Like, his hand broke off, and mom's like, all right. Like, those are toys. I'm not getting you another one. As much as I begged, like, hey, I need another Hardy figure. He's missing a hand. My Matt Hardy's missing both feet. Like, I don't know why, but, like.
Did you not know how to use glue as a kid?
Too
busy drinking it?
They were broke. I mean, yeah, but, there were two, like, broke beyond. Like, pretty much, like, the handpiece I lost.
Kind of like my broomstick earlier.
Well, I mean, hey, it's whatever. I said I could fix it.
You were about to say you said I was sorry, then
I
you
did,
realized.
I did say it. I said it later. I said it after the fact.
After I requested an apology.
Yeah. Which is apparently me saying I'll fix it was not enough. Like, yeah, to take care of the broomstick that, who knows, maybe it was already broken. You know, like, we don't really
know. Okay, so here, you are a funny guy.
We don't know the story, like, you know what I mean? Like, we
I
don't
watched it in front of me. You started sweeping like a cartoon character.
Look, you didn't ask me to sweep. I was sweeping out of the goodness of my heart, like I was being a friend, you know? And then I broke the broomstick. So
give me a chance to go to the Napa store and see my old coworkers.
There you go. Let me get a new broomstick. I need a broomstick. This moron broke it.
See, now he's going to say how, like, oh, well, you know, it was an act of God how the broomstick broke.
I did say that outside, though.
But now you have a reason to say it.
Maybe it's part of God's plan, you know? See, there you go. No, I never glued my stuff. I just, when it was broke, I just used it and went with it, so.
I had one of the COT Jeff Gordon cars, yeah. And the wing broke off of it. It was a 124 scale. Mm-hmm. And I used glue to put it back on.
Is this just turning into a toy podcast now?
I mean, it's probably what we're going to do here in a couple of weeks when we quit this show.
Might as well. We'll try another one next week. Toys. But no, I will say WWE needs to rework their merchandise. I feel like everyone, like, they're not as creative. Like, it's, hey, we're gonna throw a design on a shirt, that's kind of it.
And there's so much stuff they could do.
Yeah. Like, why do we not have a actual family tree for the bloodline?
Oh, yeah, that, like, you can plant it and just little Jey Usos pop off of it. Little Oos apples.
Open the door.
Oosie apples.
Ew. you know,
Oosie Granny Smith apples.
Another one, a Karrion Kross hourglass. Why is that not a thing? It's something we see on TV. Like, If there's a prop that's being used on TV, it needs to be made in toy form.
Okay? Agreed.
Undertaker had an urn. Guess what? There was at least foam urns, toy urns. There was urns. I mean, same goes with the shillelagh. By the way, I was one of the five people that bought a Finley inflatable shillelagh. Actually, I was one of the five people that bought the Hornswoggle Halloween costume set, which came with a shirt, the bowler
hat. You were one of the five people to do a lot of things.
I did a lot.
In wrestling.
I did a lot. It was really, really fun, too. I was probably one of the three people that bought the little ECW pendant, which was just a razor blade with the letters ECW on it.
I was like one of the five people that enjoyed doing arm drags.
Yeah, I was just a fan. I mean, I was doing that too, but I was doing it on a trampoline, you know, in my trampoline fed. So
hell yeah.
I was the top guy.
You booked yourself.
And tag champion.
With who?
My cousin. Yeah, me and my cousin were running rampant in the tag division.
So how'd y'all do? Did y'all plan stuff, or did y'all just beat the crap out of each other?
No, we didn't plan stuff, so we went for a double drop kick and kicked each other in the crotch one time. That was not fun. So I think
that happens for real a lot, by the way.
I think that day may have been the day he retired. Yeah, it's a pretty solid federation, not gonna lie to you. Beating all types of opponents from all over, you know, like Sting and Jeff Jarrett and stuff. I was a big TNA mark growing up. I just realized that.
Me too. Dude, you would have loved Daniel. He always says Impact Hive stand up. we bonded on some TNA matches.
Big TNA boy. Big TNA boy.
Dude, huge. I like, if you were to say, hey, after this, you want to watch some TNA matches on YouTube? I would say yes.
I need TNA figures. I'm looking at my collected stuff and I'm like, okay, I don't want to be a completionist. I just want to collect random and just whatever I want. And I think there's a lot of figures I didn't get. There's a Christian Cage out there. It's probably like a lot of money. But it came with the like sequin jumpsuit.
Was that like the I Am God Christian Cage?
It was his world champion run in TNA, yeah. Okay. So like I'm the greatest ever, but it was the sequin jumpsuit because he always wore that in WWE when he was getting ready to leave, and they never made a figure out of it. But yeah, anyways, we're just coming out to say wrestling merchandise kind of sucks.
Now. Does bad. So,
I'm trying to think of really what else has really happened this week. Obviously, we see a lot of people are potentially coming back to WWE. We see some who have rumored. I mean, just it's. Honestly, wrestling's kind of been the same, not so much in terms of booking, but for the last month or so since Triple H has been into power, it's kind of been the same stuff. Like, okay.
Which is okay, because it's been quite the year.
It's been quite the year.
Speaking of the year, when do you want to do, well, all three of us will be here, obviously, do the year in review, and we all list like our top 10 moments of the year or something like that?
I say we do it. How about New Year's Eve? We'll release it on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Nice little good old show to close the year out. That's what we're thinking.
Now, are we just doing, like, 10 moments, period? Or, like, 10 wrestling moments? Or are we doing, like, 10, like, Vince, you know?
I think we're just going to talk about the year. Maybe do some favorite matches, favorite stuff, whatever the case may be.
Why don't we go around the table and be like...
What do you think?
Like, no, get out of here. go around the table, best wrestling match of the year.
Yeah.
Best promoter of the year. No.
Tony Khan, hands down.
Let's not do that.
There's only like three. Like
craziest WTF moment of the year.
Yeah, I was about to say we're not gonna mention New Japan's Booker. Like part of the year, Bubba Cato. Like just
we'll figure out a criteria for it though.
There will be a criteria, and the criteria will be no criteria.
That's what we do.
So yeah. So stay tuned for that. We have a year end episode coming out.
And when this episode is over, I will go ahead and upload the audio.
Oh, that'd be nice. We can release it.
Do my job for once.
Really good. Really good. But anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed whatever this was. It was a podcast, I think. So,
pretty sure. Another one.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to follow us on social media, you can follow us at Another Wrestling Pod.
Don't.
No, no.
You're not going to see anything.
I really won't.
When was the last time anything was posted on Facebook?
We have a Facebook?
I guess so. Instagram, been a while. Twitter, never. All right.
There you go.
Follow us.
So maybe don't follow us.
Watch our TikToks. They were two of them that I posted were funny.
Yeah.
The AJ Styles vaping community one was funny.
That was a really good one.
That's the top moment in the show's history, right? Mm-hmm. That segment? Yeah.
I'll always say JBL Godzilla.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah. We will talk our show's short history moments. So yeah, be sure to listen to this episode. You know, if you like what you listen to, guess what? Keep listening to it. It makes it really, really fun.
Yeah, it won't be much longer.
Anyways, for Wynn and Ryan, who will hopefully be back next week, for Wynn, Ryan, and myself, this
hopefully we'll all be back next week.
We'll see. This has been another wrestling podcast, and we'll see y'all next time.